Hello, friends. Let me welcome you to HAL Radio.
Paige Harley. Great-grandpa Hal lives through her. Paige will talk about Hal Jackson's Golden Angels, his family, and friends.
My name is Paige Harley. The title of my show is Great-Grandpa Hal Lives Through Me. Today, I will interview some of my family members. My first interview is with Great-Grandpa Hal's son, Judge Harold B. Jackson, Jr. His sister, Jane, is my grandmother. We call her Moms. Uncle Jackie is her brother and my great-uncle. We call him Uncle Jackie. I am going to ask you and Mom, tell me about your childhood life. How are you doing today, Uncle Jackie?
Oh, I am doing fine. And thanks a lot for all the things you did to help me.
It's good talking to you, Uncle Jackie, and I love you. Goodbye, I love you.
I love you too, and thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to my interview with my great-grandpa Hal's son, great-uncle Jackie. He is very sick, but he wants to talk to me on my show. Get well, Uncle Jackie. I love you.
And now we will hear from the Golden Angels, my great-grandpa Hal's senior citizens.
Hello, Elaine. Glad to talk with you.
Oh, hi. My name is Elaine S. Terry. I am part of the Hal Jackson's legacy, Golden Angels, and I joined the Angels, I think, about almost 2 years ago, and I have been so happy that I did join Hal Jackson's Golden Angel. It has taken me to many, many places that I thought I would never have an opportunity to do so. And what I do is Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou. I guess you might remember she is the great poet that passed away a couple of years ago. Well, when she passed away, I was able to perform 5 different times after she had passed away. Never thought I could do anything like that, but I am so grateful that I am part of it now. So I guess I can say that it has been enjoyable. I talk about it all the time, and I'm always ready to perform.
Okay. Tell us what you did before you retired.
Oh, before I retired, I was a nurse at Providence Hospital for 34 years, spending 20 years in the emergency room and the other 10 years I was med surgery.
That sounds really exciting. What are some of the exciting things that happened? You know, you're in the hospital and many important things go on. What are some of the important things that you remember?
Well, some of the things that I remember so very, very well, the first thing, you got to be able to be up on your toes all the time. You got to be quick. That be ready to do things. We would have a mini colds that would come in. When I say colds, I mean that a patient is suffering from heart failure maybe, or maybe shortness of breath, I should say, because it hasn't been diagnosed. But we end and we have a cold room there that we put these patients in and get to work on them and start things going. So, well, that was one of the things that I liked very, very much when I was there, was just being able to be on hand when that happens, you know. The other patients that I had, many other patients that came in complaining of shortness of breath, but we also had some OB patients, GYN patients coming in as well. And when those patients come in, one of the patients I had that was very exciting was that she came in complaining of severe abdominal pain. And of course, she ended up being expected to deliver. And the way we ran to the emergency, the OB, running upstairs so fast because she was already ready, and I thought that was exciting as well. And the most common thing that we had many times was simple lacerations. Of course, I learned how to do many, many things after I got there. I was afraid to be in the ER at first, but then I learned to like it because I was able to learn so much and how to do and how to treat my patients. And I never thought that I would be the way that I was, but I got involved with my patients, and I realized that at that particular time, Providence Hospital was part of some clinic or another. So we would get patients in repeatedly. And so I never thought that if our patients came in and said they were, you know, ran out of their medicine, so that's why they got sick, so they came in to see us, you know, to get some help. But if we can give them the help, but we can also give them something sometimes, depending what it was, that would take them for a few more days. I never thought just giving them a prescription and tell them to go home because they ain't got no money to get it. But we were a part of somebody's clinic. I can't remember what that clinic was back then. But now I think it may be different. I think nursing is different than what we did when we were there because all of us had a lot of caring about our patient and how we treat. Nursing was not so fast like it is now. So I'm glad that I am retired because that fast moving may have been too fast now. But I love my nursing and I love the ER. And I enjoy every bit of my work. And I will say I do miss it a little bit. I've been retired since 1993. And of course, after that, 5 years later, I became the Senior District of Columbia.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to tell us? And thank you for doing this interview.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy that I'm part of the goals.
The Golden Angels. You are Mr. Hal Jackson's Golden Angels.
Yes, indeed. I am Hal Jackson's Golden Angel, and I'm proud to be so. I'm always ready to go both places when I know about it because I like to go. I'm 85. I have a birthday, by the way, on Monday.
Oh, congratulations.
And it was off the hook. And I am now, you know, a little late, but I don't have no canes or nothing like that. I can still walk real good. A little slower, but I'm doing all right.
Thank you, Elaine.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good
day. Hello, how are you today?
Hi, Mr. Harley. I'm just fine, thank you.
Could you introduce yourself to the audience?
Yes, this is Janie White. I'm from Marion, South Carolina. I'm 64 years young, and I am a retired registered nurse.
That's interesting, but you're very talented, too, to go along with that. But why don't you tell us about your family and, you know, South Carolina is where Hal Jackson came from. He was from Charleston, so you know I got to know about South Carolina. But tell us about down there and how you got to Washington, D.C., the area, and a little bit about what's going on.
Okay, well, I was raised in South Carolina by my mother and stepfather, Samuel Vandross. And Mr. Vandross's history kind of parallels of Mr. Jackson in that he was a pioneer in the civil rights movement as well. He ran for a public office down there in the Tri-County area, and during the March on Washington, he was a part of that, and so he had four daughters, myself and three sisters, and we were the first Black children that were on the segregation road down there to go to the different schools. I entered the high school, and my next sister entered the junior high. And you know, Gina, she went into the primary school, and then my other sister, LaFama, went into the grammar school. So he had four girls who were the first names on the desegregation road down there for the school districts. So to having grown up in that time, also when we would go to the theaters. We black people had to sit in one area, and the white people sat in another area, and we lived through the time when we could all sit together. We didn't have to just sit up in the balconies and things like that. It's the same thing when we went to the restaurants and Woolworths and the Five and Dime. You know, there was a section for the black and a section for the white. So we know something about struggle. And those are the kinds of things that we understand. And Mr. Jackson had to go through where he was opening doors of opportunity for blacks and people of color in the entertainment industry. And so I can relate to his struggle very much. And I can see you as his daughter carrying on his legacy, because when I was in high school, I participated in some of the talent shows we had. And at that time, I could sing a little bit. At least I tried to sing a little bit. And so I suppose that's one, I guess the first arena where I did some public talent. I didn't do speaking at that time, but at least I was in the talent show and singing. And so the next place that I did it was much later in life, when I learned the poem by Langston Hughes called The Negro Mother. And I performed that at a black history program at my church, the New Covenant Church of the Lord Jesus Christ here in Colemaugh, Atlanta, Maryland. And that was pretty much the only places that I had performed until they introduced me to you and the Golden Angels. And so with that, you afforded me the opportunity to just put some fire to that talent again and showcase it on a broader scale, and then to examine myself and see if that was the direction that I now wanted to go in, since I am retired and have the time to devote to it. So that's pretty much how I got interested in performing.
Okay. Have you enjoyed many of the things that you did? Tell us some of the things you did as a Golden Angel.
Oh, yes, indeed. First, we did the auditions over at Howard University, Blackburn Center, and that was kind of scary, but it was exciting. And then after the auditions, we as a group, we went up to the Cotton Club in New York, and we performed there and had a wonderful, wonderful dinner and everything. And we also toured. We went to the Harlem Theater, where so many people were first. They got their first opportunity to audition and showcase their talent too. And then there was. There was another place we went to. We met many talent scouts. They were in the audience, so we performed at the Cotton Club, and they were able to see what we Golden Angels could do at this age, at this stage in our lives. So really did appreciate that. And then where else did we go? We took another bus trip and let me see. So anyway, those are the two places that I really remember off the top of my head right now. But yes, I thoroughly enjoyed those two trips. Oh yeah, the other place we went was to the BET Theater, and we watched participated in some of the filming for
Bobby Jones.
Yes, that's right. Bobby Jones is shot. Right, sure did. And those were very, very exciting as well. I remember one of the last one that I went to was one of the ministers sang that song, that new song that's just out called "This Is War," and that was just he was just on fire, and it was just a wonderful time. We had a wonderful time.
Okay, well, we're so glad to hear from you, and of course, you know, Hal Jackson's very proud of his Golden Angels. What else can I say? And I want you to listen. You'll be on his internet radio, Hal Radio, and it'll be on Saturday from 6 to 7.
Six to seven. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Miss Jackson. I tell you, I want to call you Miss Jackson, but thank you so much. We appreciate just being able to just showcase my talent at this stage in my life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I am Monica Carroll. I am the choreographer for the MC Steppers. The MC Steppers has formed in 99 when we perform at the Elder Fest. We did a combination of line dance combined with regular dance. And from there, we have been doing the Elder Fest for a couple of years before they have stopped having the event down at Freedom Plaza. In 2001, I was working on a project. I was with the Senior Miss DC pageant. I was the choreographer, and in 2001 we did a tribute to the 9/11 victims, and from that point the dancers were getting a lot of calls because we were in the American flag costumes and with the sailor hats and gloves, and we were behind a original big flag while a person was singing God Bless America. And then from there, we got several calls from a lot of groups that was asking us to open up their shows. And from there, ever since, every year, for the theme of DC Pageant, I have been doing different things. And this year past, we have did a thing for the doing a tribute to Michael Jackson after his 6 years. We did the Michael Jackson tribute, and that went very well with 24 dancers. And we started off with 8 dancers. It seems like every year it just grows. The oldest dancer now is 90 years old. And the youngest dancer now is 63 years old. We continue to grow. We now do not just citywide dances in the city, but outside. We do from nursing homes to churches, and we have been performing now as this group since 99. So we hope to continue on growing and going into nursing homes, churches, big events. We did the mayor's symposium this year, which we did last year. We did a tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire. And this year, coming in, and well, next year, 2016, we are working on several pieces now. The fashion will be in June, so we hope to be ready by then. And one thing about the senior group, it takes us about a year as we start from from September, and we go all the way through the following year up until the pageant to get ourselves prepared. But we're now the MC Steppers, the senior Miss DC dancers. We perform at the Cotton Club. And it was actually the Hal Jackson Angels. It's three of my dancers are also the Hal Jackson Angels. And then the rest of us are the group itself. And that was actually not the whole group that performed at the Cotton Club, but that was like 14 of us versus 24.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, time does fly. Here we are at the end of another week of programming. Can you believe that's the end of our show today? We hope Hal Radio has once again brought a ray of sunshine into your day, as well as uplifted your spirits. Be sure to join us again next Saturday, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember to make us your favorite station. Subscribe to us here. And also remember to visit us on the website. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/HowRadio for even more upliftingly affirmative jewels. And remember to tell a friend or two that Hal Radio is the place for all things uplifting and positive.